You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 7. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I'll be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Nobody can know God except God himself wants you to know him. He said, then I will give them a heart to know me. That's why we must never boast. We have nothing to boast about. You don't know God because you are fasting 365 days or because you can pray 13 hours a day. That's not the reason why you know God. It is because God himself gave you a heart to know him. There is a heart that when you have it, you cannot but know God. There is a heart that is required to know God. That heart is only given by God. Do you have such a heart? If you don't, that can be your prayer now because God has promised it. So it's a prayer that God will answer. Tell him and say, Lord, give me a heart to know you. A heart to know you. There is a heart to know God. The heart we came with originally cannot know God. But there is a heart that when God gives it, what happens is that you will begin to know God. And that's how you will know that you have received that heart. There will be an increasing growth in your knowledge of Christ. You will grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. You will just keep knowing the Lord experientially, revelationally. You will just keep knowing the Lord. He says, and they will know me that I'm the Lord. So you see, nobody will have to convince you about who the Lord is. You will not be one of those people that will be saying, I used to be a Christian, but I left. You see, those one never knew Jesus. But this one, he said, they will know me that I am the Lord. So you cannot convince them that Jesus is not the Lord. You can't tell them that Christ is not the way, that there is another way. Or that, oh, there is no God, there is no Lord anywhere, there is no Jesus anywhere. You cannot do that to this person. He said, because this person will know that I am the Lord. There is a heart. If you have that heart, nobody can convince you. He said, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. When you have that heart, you will devote yourself fully to the Lord. You are not going to be half-hearted. You are not going to be light today, darkness tomorrow. You will return to him with all of your heart. You are not going to be somebody that you will be giving up worldliness gradually. You will be giving up sinful habit gradually. No, you will return once and for all to him. You will say, Lord Jesus, I am here now. Like he said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, you will yield yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. But you know, the good thing is that he said, I will give you this heart. So you don't need to say, oh, it's not possible. How can a man return fully to the Lord? You will return fully when you receive the heart he wants to give you. He has promised it that he will give you. And that heart is given to us the moment we become born again. When you are truly born again, he gives you this heart to know him. That's why you will discover that you are longing for him. Your heart is yearning for him. You want to know the Lord. You will not be seeking religion. You will be seeking to know the Lord. If you sit in a meeting, if you sit in a place, and what they are doing, it does not bring you the knowledge of God. You will feel uncomfortable. You will feel uneasy. You will feel that something is not right here. But sometimes because you don't have adequate knowledge, you may think that maybe it is you are the problem. Maybe you should just keep quiet. No. When you truly have this heart, you can no longer cope with religion. You can no longer cope with empty activity because now you are yearning for something real. Your heart is yearning for the Lord. When you want to listen to a preacher and you sit down, if it's not bringing out the revelation of Christ, if you can't see the knowledge of God, you will feel tired. You may feel sleepy. You may even want to get up and leave. It's okay to feel like that. It's okay. In fact, you are normal. But sometimes you'll be convincing yourself otherwise that maybe something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you.
It's because you have tasted life, and so you can't endure death. You have tasted life. You want life. You want God. You want something real. You want to touch him. You want to behold his glory and be changed into his likeness. And somebody is there telling stories. Somebody is there jumping up and down the pulpit. You will get tired. And there's nothing wrong with you getting tired or getting frustrated because you are seeking the truth. I pray you will receive wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.